The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:02 on ESPN 97.5. John, Del, and Tyler here with you. Lance still off. He's going to be back next week, but then he takes a couple more days after that.
Yeah, we got an email that days off for him. And he's like, all right.
Taking these five, and then he's going to take three more. And apparently he's just...
Doesn't bother me.
Oh, he doesn't mind going on a national show?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's on vacation, and I guess they called him up. He goes, sure, I'll be part of your dopey segment where you talk about guys who can, you know, who can get the last table at a restaurant.
Yeah. That was this morning before our show, Jay, Will, and Zubin, who hasn't been there.
He had, like, back surgery, I think.
Is that what he had?
Yeah.
I thought he had some kind of diabetes.
I think he has diabetes as well.
They said there was some surgery that he had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Keyshawn, he was on their show, and they were talking about athletes in cities who could get the table at the last table at a popular restaurant.
Is it like
I don't know that whole
is it
premise,
July 27th and there's nothing going on? Is that why that segment is like what day is it? Like yeah. Look, you're ESPN, you guys can't lean into the NFL schedule being released. What I imagine they'd be like touching themselves over that. Or, you know,
well, they wasn't out yet, though.
No, but I know, but you can preview it because that's what they do on
preview
these type of shows.
What?
Talk about what matchups you, because they know the teams. They know the games. I would imagine they would be like, you know what? You know who should open up week one? This. You're talking about if Altuve can get a table at a restaurant? That's what you're leaning into?
Well, Lance said the three, well, and it would be totally different a year ago. The three biggest name athletes in this city are Verlander, Altuve, and Correa. I don't know if I agree with that, but it's right there. I think Bregman might be in that top three. But that they could get a table here, they couldn't get a table anywhere else in the country because they would all get the cheater treatment. I don't know about Verlander, but the rest of them, y'all get
Verlander could get a table. As long as he has his wife.
Yeah, Verlander's a national.
He's a national star.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was the subject before the show.
So, I actually maybe want to give him credit because I guess they could have leaned in the Knicks-Lakers the entire show because, you know, the East Coast-West Coast stuff. But when you have Zach Wilson's mom on the table and you want to talk about who could get a table at a restaurant? I think they're missing gold. I just think they're missing gold. Mean you can't get her saying Snapchat is just for whores on the national show?
Well, yeah, I guess you could, but I don't know that. I don't think Mickey likes you talking about whores.
I mean, don't know what Mickey likes, John?
Yeah, I do know what Mickey likes.
Sometimes.
Trust me, I'm part of the Mickey family. Okay?
Well,
Mickey don't like none of that whore talk.
Is just for whores.
Well, that's public, Mickey, John. What does Mickey do when the lights are off?
No, Mickey don't do that, okay?
Minnie's not getting it done.
You know who's getting it done? Gilbert. Gilbert wants to talk on the radio. Let's see what's up with Gilbert. We haven't talked to him in a while. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, well, I'm scheduled for the Texans schedule.
What's the schedule for the Texans
schedule? Well, all we know is the Jaguars are the first game, Gilbert. You going to go to it?
No, I don't think I want to go.
You don't want to go? Why not?
Too many people there. I can't walk that good anyway, you know.
You can't walk that good anymore?
Is it your diabetes?
Yeah. You what?
Is it your diabetes?
Yeah, I breathe real heavy when I walk anyway.
He breathes real heavy when he walks.
It does sound like you're congested. Yeah. Did you get the coronavirus?
No.
You didn't get it? Did you get tested ever?
I got a shot.
You got the shots?
You had the vaccine?
I got a shot already.
You got one or two?
Two.
You got two of them? Yeah, well, good. But you never had the coronavirus, Gilbert?
No, never have.
But you had diabetes, though.
Yeah, I have diabetes.
Yeah, one time you told us you had cancer, too.
Do you have cancer still?
No.
Why you say it like that? You didn't tell us you had cancer. So you're over
it? I told you that anyway.
You told us you had cancer, but you're over it?
Yeah, they're all right, okay. Yeah.
So you're a cancer survivor?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a cancer survivor. Yeah. Congratulations. That's a big deal to overcome that.
So what if like a caller wanted to call in and give you tickets to the Texans game? Would you go?
No.
No. No.
He's just like everybody else.
Obviously not.
Yeah. He's like everybody else. You can give those tickets away.
That's true. I ain't going either, Gilbert. I'm not going. All right.
You called about
the
Astros?
He walk around there anyway.
Oh, yeah. He can't walk.
He can't walk.
It's going to be hot there.
Well, the roof will be closed.
You know that, right? Hotter than a horse sweating in church.
Well, about 2 miles to go to your seat there, and 2 miles going back.
Is it a 2 mile walk to your seat and back? Where are you walking from?
Yeah. Why are you walking so far? Don't you think you could park closer?
Yeah, no, you gotta catch a bus anyway or a train.
Yeah.
Metro rail, you know.
Yeah, that's
can he
true.
Park closer is what you said?
That's true.
Have you ever seen, can he park closer? What's wrong with you?
Gilbert can park closer.
With what? His
bike.
Okay. Gilbert, you said you want to talk about the Astros. What do you want to talk about the Astros for?
What about the Astros? I don't have no program book over there yet anyway.
No what?
Program book.
Oh, you want a program book?
You want a program
book?
From the... They don't do that anymore, do they?
They haven't put it out yet anyway.
No, I don't think they do that much anymore, Gilbert. Program. You can just go on the internet now and look at them.
What? Okay, then. Well, talk to you later, gentlemen.
Okay.
Big deal.
Keep your egg rolls frying, Gilbert.
Yeah, he didn't even give us his sign-off.
Yeah.
You answered his question. He was out. He said, how come they don't do no programs anymore? I don't think they do that. All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm out of here.
I'm out then. I'm done.
I do think we need to. We didn't do anything special for him getting over cancer. You're supposed to celebrate that stuff.
Did he ring the bell?
I don't know, but what are we doing for him? That guy's a cancer survivor.
Gilbert, ring the bell. That's what I want to know.
I think you are lacking as a friend. Your friend survived cancer.
Friend is a little.
Well, he wants to turn you into a C-word. That's what he wants to do to you.
He does.
Yeah.
I know what Gilbert wants
to
do.
So maybe you're not his friend, but you're his potential, at least if he had his way, his C-word. But you're not even going to celebrate the man overcoming cancer? What kind of person are you?
I didn't know when he had cancer and
didn't die and survived it. You're supposed to celebrate that moment. Get him a steak or something.
No, I would have if I'd have known. If he was ringing the bell, I would have been there.
He's still alive. He had cancer like 3 years ago and is in
remission.
He didn't
tell me when he was ringing the bell.
Well, that's how, because you're a bad friend. You're supposed to check in if your friend has cancer. You're not supposed to ask. He's not supposed to tell you.
Man, you see what's going on, how many positive tests there are in Major League Baseball now?
Tatis Jr. is out.
Like six Yankee coaches are out.
Yeah, but are they going to keep any of the players from playing?
No.
Of course not.
No, but they've been vaccinated too.
Yeah, a few of them got it after the vaccination.
I mean, is a problem. If you've got, if you're vaccinated and you test positive, you got to stay away?
Because everyone else isn't vaccinated.
Well, then get vaccinated.
Well, that's the discussion we've had before. Our game's going to get canceled because vaccinated people have COVID they're fine.
So when the Astros hit the 85%, they don't have to wear masks in the dugout. They have, loosened social distancing protocol.
Yeah.
And then if somebody does test positive, there's less hardcore contact tracing stuff. So I don't think that they necessarily have to quarantine as long if they are already vaccinated.
Well, here's the deal is if you're vaccinated and you still test positive, you still can give it to people who aren't vaccinated. So you still are a spreader. So why would that be any different than, you still have to test negative before you come back? Because you can spread it to people who aren't vaccinated.
And we talked about, will sports leagues at some point get to, if it becomes an issue where vaccinated people who have COVID are being not only ruled out, but they're causing others to, because of contact tracing or whatever, to be ruled out, do they say, you can't play if you don't get vaccinated? Because enough. We can't keep canceling games when there is an option that's been, at least at this point, medically proven to keep you safe. I don't know if they'll ever get to the point, because that means you're telling someone to get a vaccine.
Right, but even if you do, you're still a carrier. You're still a spreader. I mean, unless you have 100%
That is what
vaccinated.
I'm saying. You cannot play in our league unless you get vaccinated. Yeah. You cannot be part of the league.
No.
You're not going to make people do that.
Yeah.
But how do you avoid potential cancellations, guys missing time when the vaccinated are safe, at least for themselves, but there are potential spreaders?
Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, we'll look at it. The NFL's already looked at it, and they said, ooh. Which general manager was it said, oh, I'll cut a guy if it's close, you know, if he's not vaccinated versus the guy that is vaccinated.
Well, why would you keep a guy who could miss time?
Stop saying that.
But don't say it out loud.
Stop saying that.
That's not something you say out loud.
No. You had your outside voice.
Hey, that's an inside thing.
That's an inside thing. That's not an outside thing. 1013 ESPN 97.5 champion is what we're talking about now. Being a champion. If you're looking for a great way to be a champion, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. My peeps are awesome. Look, if you're looking for a great way to save money every single month, well, my friends, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. The service is second to none. It's a locally owned and operated company. I love them. Every time my contract is up, they tell me, hey, we got a better rate for you, and I save more money. It's ridiculous how low my bill is now. I mean, I think I saved on the rate. The rate has gone down every single time my contract is up. So all I need you to do is go to champion.energy/1560. That's champion.energy/1560.
Loaded, ready, rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. And the hits just keep on coming for Oakland. So the Raiders, they moved to... Did you ever watch the 30 for 30 on Al Davis versus Pete Rozelle?
No.
It was pretty good. I mean, you don't talk about a war between the two of them. It went on for years and actually got Pete Rozelle to finally just said, I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. But they left for L.A. Then they went back to Oakland. And now they're in Las Vegas. So Oakland fans are just like, what the bleep? Although, Oakland to Vegas isn't... I bet you see a lot of Oakland...
I would imagine. Once they're allowed,
people there, yeah.
You would think so if they've gotten over the, I guess, the betrayal, I guess you call it, of leaving. It's an easy flight.
Yeah. So now the A's, I mean, that ballpark is
an eyesore.
Yeah.
I don't even like, look, as the baseball guy that I am, I have to fight hard to watch games there. It's just an ugly ballpark to watch a game in.
It is the worst. It's the worst in baseball.
So I hope they move.
Is it worse than Tampa? Probably.
Probably.
Tampa's a little bit more intimate. I was at Tampa for the playoffs a couple of years ago. And while it's just a little bandbox, mm-hmm. it's still a monster. Yeah. Oakland is a monstrosity.
Yeah, it feels more aesthetically pleasing than that ballpark in Oakland. Now, there's some thought that this is just a push so they can, because Oakland has fought them on a project they want to get done to stay in Oakland, but just was, you know, a new ballpark. So maybe it's simply a negotiating ploy that now that we can look into relocating, you guys may want to get serious on the matter. There's some thought maybe, and I saw an article saying where could they go. Vegas was mentioned, Portland was mentioned, even Nashville was mentioned, because apparently Justin Timberlake and a group want a baseball team in that city. And not necessarily him, but there's an MLS team there. We know the Titans are there, so maybe they want another pro team. I mean, I would be fine with, obviously, I'm not an Oakland fan, but hey, stay in Oakland, but get a new ballpark.
Austin and San Antonio are kind of in the mix, too, at least putting out interest.
Dealers for it.
Mm.
Does Texas need three baseball teams?
No.
No.
I don't think
Let them go to Nashville. That'd be cool.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Nashville could handle.
They got Predators. They have the Titans.
I forgot.
Is that a three sport city?
Yeah.
And baseball's tough because it's 81 home games.
Yeah. Are they?
I mean, San Antonio might be a better spot.
Like weekends in Nashville, there's always a ton of people there.
Yeah.
No matter what time of the year it is.
Yeah, but is there enough is there enough business to support three professional? And hockey's is expensive as it gets. And they were already popular there because
hockey's like right in the middle of downtown and like their busiest area anyway. So they get a lot of foot traffic from
The NFL is going to, even that crappy stadium is going to, I mean, that's the worst NFL stadium right now. And then, and 81 games is awful tough. Plus the, you know, having local business supporting a baseball team, that might be a little much for Nashville. That appears to be a two professional team town.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not a major. It's not one of the majors, but they do support a professional soccer team there as well. So they're trying to expand. So I could see. I guess they're looking for baseball too. But even if you just want to avoid some of the realignment stuff, staying out west would be cool. I mean, I think Portland would be cool having another team in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, they would remain in the AL West, so it's not like it would affect the Astros very much. If they're getting out of that particular region, maybe look at Portland. Portland has one professional team in basketball, at least a major one. There's always the MLS lurking around, but I wouldn't mind it. I think Portland would do okay with baseball. And there's breaking news the Rangers. That's hockey. No one cares about that. So just get me out of watching them play in that stadium. I don't care what happens.
You just don't want to look at that stadium anymore.
It's horrific. It's aesthetically displeasing.
So they have a proposal for Howard Terminal, in which housing, hotel, all kinds of different stuff that might be attractive, but it's going to have to get public money. And Oakland just ain't doing that.
No.
The Warriors moved to San Francisco. The Raiders moved out to Vegas. And it looks like the A's are on their way too. Oakland just ain't about it. They just ain't about keeping their teams.
Now, I think the stadium itself will be privately financed, but the developmental stuff, they wanted buy-in from the city.
Yeah.
And the city's like, nah, we're okay.
Well, but it hurts you. I mean,
well, they've lost two. The Warriors are still somewhat in the air in San Francisco, but people tell you it's different. Certainly different. Just even different vibes between the two cities. But that would be two professional franchises leaving your city within what? Was it? The Raiders left. Obviously, the announcement was made previously, but they were officially gone last year. The Warriors' first year outside of Oakland was last year as well. And obviously, the Oakland A's thing would take a little bit longer, but that would be three teams maybe announcing leaving within a five-year span. That was rough.
Yep. No, well, sorry. Worst sports city right now, Oakland or Houston? I don't know. It's close.
Well, Oakland barely has, and they don't have a team except for the A's. Houston is just the Rockets and the Texans stink.
I'm not sure which is worse right now.
Would you rather have no teams or at least one team and a potential third leaving, or would you rather have these awful teams besides the Astros?
I would rather have. I'm not sure which one. If you want to know the truth,
the Texans have really
screwed these god awful teams that we have.
Would you rather just be? Would you be like Oakland, who's currently just a baseball city? Would you rather have that or have to deal with the Rockets and the Texans?
That's a tough call.
Is it?
It's a really.
But you always have the hope of them getting better.
No,
right?
No hope. There's no hope at either.
But you have them beating the Jags in week one.
I do.
There's hope for.
Well, and here's the thing about that too. You take the Texans right now, plus 1.5.
Okay.
And if Deshaun plays?
He's not going to play.
What if Deshaun plays?
Then it's different.
Now the Texans are 4-point
favorites. Of course,
favorites.
Or maybe more, of course. But so he's not going to play.
That's where you catch value.
So you are
Deshaun.
Okay. That is something to bank on. Deshaun being available week one. For the Texans.
Right.
Playing for the Texans, by the way.
Yes.
In a city where, you know, his name has been, let's just say, Rusty Harden is right, and all the women who have decided who have said Deshaun did something inappropriate with them are lying.
They lied.
So he's going to decide, you know what, in a city that destroyed my name, I want to still be here and play?
Yes. Yes. You know what? He heard Cal at the golf tournament and said, you know what? I think this guy's sharp now. You know what? He's making some sense now.
Cal talking at that golf tournament will change his mind.
Changed my life.
Cal said more than two big words, and
He did say a couple big words.
Did he say camaraderie? Is that what he said?
Camaraderie, and he said fundamentally. He said two big words.
He didn't say fundamental. He said fundamental. He didn't add the Lee.
Ooh.
And he said it. He didn't say it correctly.
I don't know if it was correct or not.
It wasn't correct.
I'm not sure. You don't know.
We can listen. I don't think it was correct.
Oh, what are you, the grammar police? What else?
I don't have to be the grammar police when it's Cal.
He dropped a fundamental on us. That's my guy.
We're going to play fundamental, I think is what he said.
We're going to play fundamental football.
No, I don't think he ended with fundamental.
Well, yeah, it might have been. I think he just forgot one word.
Okay.
We got to give him credit, though.
For what?
He was close. Not only that, did he say positivity? Look at that.
He also said maybe turn all this change is good.
Did he have any? Did he have any ketchup on his shirt?
Well, he wore a red shirt, so we don't know.
Well, there's a good move.
Why do you think Cal just eats hot dogs or french fries and ketchup falls on him?
Do you think Cal puts ketchup on his hot dog?
I don't think he does. I think someone does it for him. Why would he have to? He's too rich for that. Someone else puts the condiments on his hot dog. You think Cal's putting condiments on his food?
He's a working man. He makes his own hot dog.
Here's a problem. Ketchup on a hot dog, period, is just a problem.
Yeah, well, you. I don't put ketchup on hot dogs.
No.
No.
Anybody who does, I can't trust.
But I don't like ketchup, so that's
easy
for me.
But I think Cal is probably a ketchup on a hot dog guy, so it's a great move wearing a red shirt.
Why?
Because he's going to get some on him.
So, and if he put mustard on, he'd have to change the team colors to yellow to avoid that disaster
then
scenario.
He's got his Rocket shirt on, his old school Rockets.
Why do you think Cal just spills condiments on himself? And I don't think that would hit his shirt. I think he would look down and it would hit his pants.
I mean, there's more of a chance of it just
relish?
Being...
What?
No, that's too messy.
There's more of a chance of it just being stuck in
his
Seahawks mustache.
Shirt, his lime green Seahawks.
No, I think Cal has a comb for the mustache. So I don't think they get stuck. The food gets stuck. I think there's a chance stuff hits his pants and he's like, and then someone has to change his pants. That's all.
This is the worst.
You brought it to the table.
I think Cal, now Deshaun is like, listen. I was wrong about Cal. I was wrong about this whole thing.
Because of that speech at the charity golf tournament?
Yes.
Cal said camaraderie.
Thank you.
He said...
Positivity.
Yeah, he did say... he said positive energy. Same thing.
Damn.
How often
traditionally, that's kind of a big word.
Oh, that's a big word.
How often do you think when Cal's in a meeting with someone, someone's always casually trying to inform him he's got food on his face?
Where you go?
Yeah.
You start.
How often does that happen?
Chin. Yeah.
Chin.
No, but everyone's, and then he picks it up.
I don't think he gets it.
He's the owner of our team, or your team, by the way.
Yeah. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy.
He's your guy so much that you're wearing
Seahawks
gear. He's your guy.
I'm team decal. Okay.
If you're Team Cal, you're not calling him Team Decal.
Team
If
D-Cal.
You are actually on Cal's side, you're not calling him Decal.
Uh-huh. No, that's it. And I think Deshaun's on board now.
I think you are mistaken. And someone asked us, do you think Cal wears a bib? Yeah, when he's eating lobster.
Yeah. Per the Astros, Lance McCullers is supposed to be the third lowest ERA among starting pitchers at Minute Maid Park. He has a lifetime 20-8 at Minute Maid Park. Roger Clemens had a 2.55 in 48 starts. Justin Verlander, 2.65 in 45 starts. And Lance has a 2.67 in 46 starts.
Well, they don't change the environment by closing or opening the roof
Maybe Lance just starts home games now.
Didn't Roger have that deal at one point where
he didn't have to go with the team on the road?
Yeah. Yep. You want
Lance
to do
wants
that? Okay.
Lance wants that deal, too. 1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about our Astros on the other side. I'm taking all the risks. Know how to solve a problem.
Know how to sell them. You might be popping them bottles. This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Houston is all systems go!
We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud. Our brand of baseball is great.
You see this? I like that, Tyler. Tyler's rejoining us with All systems go. That's right, baby. They hit a ton. Astros tonight are keyed against Heaney. 7-10 game, the finale. Need to win another series. Just keep piling them up. Just keep piling them up, boys. You lost that Yankees series, but you have won.
You won the next one.
You won
against
one.
The Blue Jays.
You won the Angels series. You won the Seattle series. You won the Tampa series. You lost the Yankees series. You won the Toronto series, and now you're going for the win against. You keep piling these up, and you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, outside of the horrificness of the COVID stretch, the Astros have kind of dominated series.
And if you want to know the truth, the pitching has been pretty darn good, other than Grinke's starts, his last three starts.
Uh-huh.
Urquidy looked really good his last time out. Seven innings, two earned runs, just four hits, and both of them were solo homers. The time before that, seven innings, four hits, no runs. Time before that, six innings, five hits, and two earned runs. So he's giving you three straight quality starts. This is, you know, he got off to a little bit of a rough start, just four and a third, but that's what we do around here, is just let him throw four and a third. Then six innings, four runs, five and two-thirds, two runs, five innings and four runs. Since then, he's been on a nice roll. They've won three straight of his starts. They've won four of his seven starts overall. So Urquidy is starting to round into form. Big, strong guy like Urquidy. I've been a big fan. That's my guy. I call him Cy Urquidy, but you can call him whatever you want. You can call him Jose. He's from Sinaloa. What happens in Sinaloa, though?
Not good things if you cross the wrong people.
Don't cross. No.
Not from the all the Netflix stuff I've seen on Sinaloa.
Mm-mm-mm. The Sinaloa cartel.
I don't even like talking about it, to be honest.
No.
I don't like you bringing them up.
Do you think that Jose Urquidy?
No. I disavow all knowledge. I disavow all knowledge of anything going on in Sinaloa or Urquidy being involved.
No. How about them? They're proud of him, though. They're proud of their guy.
As well they should be. He's pitched well.
He has pitched well. And here we go, going against Heaney tonight. That was a hell of a game last night.
It had two really talented guys going at it, Ohtani versus McCullers. And McCullers talked about going against a guy like that. He said, I know some of you guys don't like pitching duels, but it was fun. It was fun doing that out there.
They're making a big deal out of it that Ohtani moved to right field. It's only the third time since 1900 that a pitcher struck out 10 guys and then moved to an outfield or to another position on the field. Ohtani is one of their best hitters, and Ohtani is one of their best pitchers, if not their best pitcher.
It would be dumb for them not to do that when they had the opportunity.
I mean, it's like, Joe, what a move by Joe. What? I mean, he's that's what you should do. I mean, you don't have a DH when Ohtani is pitching. Ohtani hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and then you move him to the outfield.
Yeah, when he's...
It's like kind of like Little League.
Yeah, when he's done pitching, why would you take one of your better bats out of the lineup?
Except the only thing difference is you wouldn't put him in right field. You move your best player to shortstop.
Shortstop, yeah.
Right. Shortstop or center after he's done pitching. So, yeah, Joe Madden wishes he had five Ohtanis and he could, you know... Obviously,
can you imagine five Ohtanis?
You know, and it's funny because they were talking about this in the show before us, and they asked Buster Olney, you know, is it because Shohei Ohtani should be, I mean, this dude should be a huge, huge star here.
But he plays for, well, first he's been injured, and then now he plays for a team that's.
He said it's typical. It's typical Anaheim. They've got they got Trout, and I'm going to tell you what, Jarrett Walsh.
Another one down.
This dude is good. He's been good. He's been a pain in the ass, as a matter of fact, the last couple of years. And they got Ohtani, and they got Upton. And that's it. That's it.
And Rendon, or is he a Dodger?
Yeah. No,
yeah, Rendon as well. Rendon.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, not
right. Even Keyshawn said it on the, like, right after they talked to the Lance. They're like, Ohtani's just buried in Anaheim.
Yeah. And, you know, good. He'll stay there. Who cares? You know what?
And if they were good,
we beat your ass.
It would be now. That's why they rebranded themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, because they felt the being buried in Anaheim wasn't good for them. But maybe win more baseball games and some things would change.
Well, you know, I remember when they were the California Angels.
I grew up there. I remember. Yeah. They were California, then they had a rebrand.
Then they were Anaheim,
and they won their one World Series title when they beat Barry Bonds and the Giants.
Had the rally
the
monkey.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, because, because they felt the Anaheim thing wasn't good. I think the Dodgers fought them. I think they even may have wanted just to be the Los Angeles Angels, and the Dodgers were like, no. You're not just going to be the Los Angeles Angels.
Well, it's like a suburb, so I mean, there's a lot of teams to play in the suburbs.
Yeah, I don't remember because I was younger, but I think the Dodgers were like, you're not going to just call yourself the Los Angeles Angels, and then maybe they settled on the Los Angeles, or maybe the city of Anaheim was like, you're not just going to disavow us. There's something where I think they did want to be the Los Angeles Angels, and they just couldn't call themselves that.
Yeah. 1037 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. So our Astros, that, you know what? Another good win. Another win in a nice defensive game. Big play. Double play. That was nice. Coming up with the big hits in the eighth inning. The last couple of games, they just haven't been able to generate much, but they generated just enough. With Brantley coming up with the big hit, you think Altuve has lost a step?
He was coming around the bases, and I noticed it.
It looked like he hit another gear, though, after he looked to see where the ball was. He looked like he hit another gear.
Okay, because to me, it was like, hey, Jose, take that piano off your back. Run a little faster.
Well, it
was Trout throwing it.
No, it was Ohtani.
No, it was Trout. It was in center field. It was Trout.
Oh, I'm talking about in the eighth inning, whenever he was going from first to...
Oh, no. I'm talking about when he scored.
Oh, the winning run.
When he scored. It was Trout. That's a gun out there.
Yeah.
And you're... Hey. Take the piano off your back.
Take the piano off your back. Why are you running like Correa's on your shoulders? Run a little faster, that's all.
Come on. Give him a break. I thought he kicked it into another gear after he turned around.
Yeah, from first to second. He didn't get to third or fourth gear.
So that was a huge. And then Yuli. Does it get any better than Yuli? Yuli's been spectacular. I mean, if you'd have told me that Yuli was going to hit like this before the season started, I said there is no. He's on the backside. Yuli don't look like he's on the backside. He looks like he's back to being Yuli professional hitter. That's what he looks like. He and Brantley, I'm telling you, we got some professional hitters on this team. Brantley, he's the epitome of a professional hitter and came up with the big hit. And Yuli's been a professional hitter for these 5-6 years here. It's fun to watch them play. Now you just got to get Carlos in gear, get Tucker, who's over 200 for the first time in forever, in gear. You know you can count on Miles Straw for a big hit. You just know it. And you just don't know that. But...
No, you don't know that.
You don't know that about Miles Straw. But, hey, looking good. Just winning series, picking up series wins. So got to get this one tonight. Screw Heaney. It's Urquidy. This is Urquidy night.
It's your guy.
That's my
guy. Saikiti.
Saikiti. That's right. He's my kitty, not your kitty. Tonight they're going at it 7 o'clock. And any other headline that we happen to miss? The first game is out, and the Texans are going to play the Jags.
Yeah.
At NRG.
The entire schedule is out. We've talked a little bit about the betting lines, and we'll find out later. I'm assuming it'll be some two to three-hour event on NFL Network and the ESPN, I guess. Actually, ESPN has some basketball tonight.
I think starting at 6:45 is whenever... I know the Texans' schedule is getting released then.
It's 6:45?
Yeah. I saw something about...
Well, they put out the first game, and the Texans are playing the Jags at NRG, and the Texans are 1.5-point underdogs to start. So there's that. The Rockets in action, going to take on L.A., and they will be playing. They're going to face LeBron. They are going to be playing against LeBron, but it doesn't look like Anthony Davis is going to be playing. That was a big win for the Lakers to stay in the hunt to not play in that play-in game. That was
Talen Horton Tucker.
What is it? I never heard of one of those.
He's a player. Now they were without Dennis Schroeder, and I think Caruso got hurt earlier in the game. He only played 7 minutes, so he became the primary ball handler for them and hit a big shot. Actually, Derrick Rose picked his pocket earlier on a potential game-winning play. But it was a competitive game, old school in terms of the score. Anthony Davis limping around, probably won't play tonight. Likely LeBron will play. The Lakers are, I think they're a game back of Portland for the sixth seed. Dallas is in there too. Dallas is only a game ahead of the Lakers. The Lakers still have an opportunity, but they'll likely be without Anthony Davis tonight. Not that it should matter against the Rockets.
It matters. You best bring your best stuff if you're taking on our team.
And now I'm into this wormhole of Los Angeles Angels nonsense. And they're okay. They're fully the Los Angeles Angels now. Congratulations.
Not there's no of Anaheim.
No, it used to be of Anaheim. They removed it.
Has anybody had more name changes?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, they're just called the Los Angeles Angels now. Who happen to play in Anaheim?
New Jersey, Brooklyn. Weren't they the New York Nets at one point? Were they ever the New York Nets?
Maybe. I don't know.
Raiders went back and forth.
Oakland, LA, teams. Las Vegas.
They
went now to Vegas. Yeah.
What about the Cardinals? They were the Chicago Cardinals to start. Then they were the St. Louis Cardinals. Now they're the Arizona Cardinals. The Royals, Kansas City.
Weren't they the Phoenix Cardinals?
Phoenix Cardinals and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, they're the Phoenix Cardinals as well. And they we represent the entire state. So they changed to Arizona.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought they were the Arizona right away.
I believe they were the Phoenix Cardinals, and then they changed their name because they thought they would like to. And I guess there's some rivalries that we don't know about in Arizona, so they wanted to represent the entire. I think so, or maybe, and I think the Coyote their hockey team did the same thing.
Hockey team are the Phoenix Coyotes.
Did they start as?
I don't know that.
Maybe they were never the Arizona Coyotes. You're probably right about that.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals were Phoenix at one point. I remember because back in the day when the Cowboys were good, that game was on in L.A. a lot for some reason. The Cowboys would play the Phoenix Cardinals.
All right. When we come back, News of the Weird, finishing up strong right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for News of the Weird. And Del, this one should interest you very much so. So apparently there is a Zimbabwe man, who has 16 wives and 151 children.
Why would you torture? Why is he torturing himself?
He says, well, actually, he says it's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah. He says, I don't have to work. And he also says that his job every day is to pleasure four of his wives. He's got 16 of them.
Yeah.
Four times every day, he says, that's my full-time job. My children take care of me. Okay? He says, I enjoy a life of luxury thanks to his children, who he says showers him with gifts and money while his wives cook, clean, and cater to his every desire. Do you think that you would want 16 wives and 151 children if they shower you with presents and take care of everything and pleasure you four times daily?
I wouldn't want to text four people a day. And I got to pleasure four women a day.
A day, every day.
Like, I'll credit that.
He says, this is my job, 7 days a week.
I credit that man for the stamina and the ability to do it. I don't know if I could live up to that standard, to be honest with you. What's that?
He says, I would take on 100 wives and would have 1,000 children.
If he could.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's a very virile man. I would just say it seems like unnecessary stress.
I'm currently planning my 17th wedding with the ceremony expected to take place this winter. He's 66 years old.
What are the ages of his wives?
Four times a day. Dude's a machine.
What's the ages of his wives?
Like,
is he a dude?
Here are the wives. They're not all that great to look at, but
I can't. It's whatever. Can't tell.
If by 17, you're fine. Whatever.
I was just assuming maybe he would go. Maybe they're all 30 years younger than him or something, and maybe that's the appeal. But that's a lot of people to deal with.
Well, they are younger than him, it appears. So, they're still having babies.
No,
everyone of my wives cooks for me daily, but the rule is that I only eat delicious food. Anything I feel is below standard gets thrown away. They know the rules. They have promised not to get angry when I send their food back. Anything sent back should be a lesson that helps them improve. I like this guy. Okay? By the way, I don't take no orders from no woman.
By the way, I don't take no subpar food from no woman. By the way.
By the way. Yeah. So, dude is living the life.
Is he, though?
Four times a day,
that
though.
That seems like a... Don't you want...
That's a lot of work.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't say, I'm having sex four times a day.
Yeah.
He said, I'm pleasuring a woman four times a day. Yeah. So that means he's putting in some work. He's not just...
He's doing his stuff and rolling over. He might be just sitting... he's busy. I gotta go. Gotta go.
Imagine if you wanted some peace and quiet as that guy. There's no way you get any
peace and quiet. Aren't you being a father to your kids as well? There's no way you're getting any peace and quiet. Now, we're getting one man's perspective. We're not getting the other side's. So, excuse me, fifth wife. He says he pleasures four of his wives a day. And she goes, pleasure? Pleasure? I mean, that's a stretch.
Well, I don't know.
Now, is there a rotation?
They ain't going nowhere.
Well, if he has money, then maybe that's the deal. I don't know. But you have to... He doesn't work.
That's all he does.
But maybe he has money. He earned his money already. I don't know.
I think he earned his money from his kids made all his
possibly, money. But we don't know. We're hearing one side of the story.
It's an investment.
Angie Yen is from Brisbane. She says she got a tonsillectomy, woke up 2 weeks ago with what appears to be an Irish accent. Do you wish that you could get an Irish accent from your tonsillectomy?
I would like Australian.
Hey, mate.
Yeah. Well, you always drop the mate. Yeah, I would.
That's what they say, those people.
I would want to wake up with a different accent, just see how it plays out. That would be the least alarming complication from a surgery, if I woke up with a different accent. I mean, it'd be weird for everyone else, but I wouldn't think
it was
weird.
Instead of your British accent, you have
I don't have a British accent.
You kind of do.
No, I don't.
You kind of do.
No, I kind of don't.
It seems like that to me. You fool a lot of people with your accent.
I don't say rubbish or the loo or I'm in
extraordinary.
The
key. Do you say extraordinary?
I don't say color with the U in it.
No one knows if it's with the U or the regular
way. Yeah, you can tell when an English
English
person says color, you can tell it's different. And I don't say, what else? I don't call it, what do they call the trunk of a car? It's something, I forgot what it's called.
The lorry?
Call it a loo?
I don't call it a loo.
Bathroom,
I don't say when I'm lying when I gotta get in line for food. I don't say I'm queuing up. No,
you don't say it?
I do say pitch though when I talk
about
soccer.
You're British. I told you you're British.
And the real football, the one who played overseas.
A man who died from an accident. Apparently at the hospital, they wrapped him up like a mummy so that he would not be infected with the coronavirus.
What?
Yeah. He's apparently, and the family's like, why is he a mummy?
What evidence?
Didn't want him to catch the coronavirus.
There's no proof if
dead. he can catch it. He's dead.
But maybe he's like tainted meat. And if he has the coronavirus, other people around him, they come in contact with him, even as a dead man, he'll give it to people.
Mm.
I can see, it's called a boot. Art Vandelay tells us the UK trunk is called a boot, the boot of the car. He's right.
It is a boot.
And Gus and Brother Bear say the same.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're all watching BBC shows or a lot of Netflix shows that features English stuff. They're right, though. I just forgot. I feel like that hospital made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's unnecessary.
Stop. Who cares if he catches coronavirus? He's dead. How about Chick-fil-A? Limiting dipping sauces.
What?
Yeah.
How many?
Due to industry-wide shortages, we are currently limiting the number of sauces provided. One sauce per entree, two sauces per meal, three sauces per 30-count nuggets.
I thought they just asked
you. Are you disgusted right now with Chick-fil-A?
When I go on, yes, a little bit, actually. Even more than for some of the controversial things they said. I've gotten over those. So now they're going to remove my ability to have as many sauces as I like?
Mm-hmm.
That's bullcrap.
And it's not even like they ever used to ask. They would just
dump it up.
Yeah. Now they ask you if you like sauce. They ask you if you want some. And I go, yes. And they go, two or three? I'm like, three would be great. Now they're going to limit it per entree?
Yeah. How about that?
That's a travesty.
We told you yesterday that in India, apparently rubbing yourself with cow dung is going to prevent the coronavirus. You remember that story?
I do remember that.
Well, cow dung cakes have been found in baggage of Indian passenger at a U.S. airport. They destroyed it. Now, do you think if he catches the coronavirus that U.S. is going to regret it?
I think destroying the cakes is worth it. If you catch the corona, okay, but you're not bringing your cow dung cakes into our country.
And apparently, if you carry, cow dung across borders, it possibly is carrying foot and mouth disease.
Yeah, so
which is a bad thing.
Yeah, an awful thing.
Which is worse, coronavirus or foot and mouth?
I haven't had either, so I don't know. Which one is more debilitating?
Yeah.
And while we're talking about foot and mouth and corona and cow dung cakes, I'm going to do something Lance would always do. You know, a tangent about food that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I went to HEB yesterday, and I'm really not an HEB guy. I'm usually a Kroger guy. It's just more accessible to me. So I went to HEB yesterday. Have you heard about Thelma's ice cream sandwiches?
No.
It's not just a basic ice cream sandwich. Obviously, ice cream, whatever. But they give you like a choice of a snickerdoodle as the thing that surrounds it. A s'more cookie, a chocolate chip cookie. I'm talking about the cookies you buy like Great American Cookie Factory, but they slap ice cream in it. I'm telling you, people, life-changing. I mean, I'm not going to tell you about some Netflix show you should go watch about food. The Thelma's ice cream sandwich.
Life-changing.
A snickerdoodle ice cream sandwich. I'm telling you. Or even the s'more cookie ice cream sandwich that people buy from the Nestle's place. Throw some vanilla ice cream.
I can't trust you after I had the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken.
Well, you're wrong
sandwich.
On that.
No.
You're wrong on
regular
that.
Regular Chick-fil-A, that's all we're going with.
Because you're a basic B. That's what you are. Mm-mm. You're a basic B.
See about Thelma's.
You're a basic B because you would just get that normal chocolatey cakey thing and then ice cream in it. You're wrong.
He's getting a Bluebell ice cream sandwich. What are you talking about? That's
I know.
What he gets.
He's basic. You're basic, John.
10:56. I got to go. I got to go get my pumpkin spice latte.
And your Uggs, put them on too. It's cold in here.
10:56. We're done. Charlie Palillo next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.